Redeemer. There's a spider up here. We never know quite what to expect, do we? 25 years ago, though, at the ripe old age of 35, I believed that I had come pretty close to figuring it out. After waiting longer than we had hoped to have children, our second baby was on the way. Buck was a partner in his law firm, and I was lucky enough to stop practicing law to stay home and raise our children. A lovely life centered around entertaining friends, hosting playgroups, playing tennis, and traveling with Buck lay before me. We had a beautiful house in the perfect neighborhood. We belonged to a church and a club, and we knew where our children would go to school. So I really didn't think twice when Buck took off on a business trip to Europe. Nor did I think twice when he told me that he would be stopping in Brussels to see his law firm's office there. But when he called me from Brussels that night, everything in our lives shifted. His question sounded offhand, but I immediately realized it wasn't. "What would you think of living here?" he asked. And I knew then in every fiber of my being that we were off on an adventure that neither of us had ever quite expected. And that was just the beginning. There have been many unexpected since then, not the least of which is that both of us would be called to vocations in the church. And in the course of those vocations, we have become increasingly aware of how prevalent the unexpected is in our lives and those of everyone around us. If you think you know what life holds in store for you, just wait. My father-in-law used to say that he worried because the things he worried about happened. But our experience has been the opposite. It's the things that we don't worry about or don't expect that seem to happen. Our comfort comes not from knowing what will happen, but from trusting that God is somehow present in whatever does. And so we focus on discerning what God is calling us to do and where God is calling us to be. We hone our practice of listening for God's call through prayer and patience, by paying attention to the things that challenge us and enliven us and sustain us in our lives together. It's a work in progress. Sometimes we've nailed it exhilaratingly. Other times we've failed miserably. But we try to be vigilant about preparing to listen for God's call so that we can hear it when it comes. And we trust that no matter what, it's there. Listening for God's call has been very much a part of my life at St. Mary's for the past 3 years. From a chance encounter with Eleanor Welford in the grocery store, to John Miller's invitation to help him plan his final months at St. Mary's, as 6 months as an interim associate rector stretched to 6 more months as an associate rector, which evolved into 8 months as an interim rector, and now 15 months as rector, it has seemed at each step as if this is where God is calling me to be. What a warm and welcoming congregation. What an amazing discernment process. What an incredible staff. We have been so good together and would only be better in the future. We knew what to expect. Until the Bishop of Colorado enthusiastically offered Buck the opportunity to do what he does so well and loves so much in one of his favorite places in the world. To complicate matters, the bishop plans to retire in 18 months, so we didn't have a lot of time to make up our minds. Once again, the unexpected was happening. What was God calling us to do? St. Mary's was obviously central to our discernment. And what was most surprising was that I realized through that discernment that I wasn't central to St. Mary's. Jesus' parable about the wise and future bridesmaids is that wisdom comes not from knowing what will happen when, but for being prepared for whatever happens when it happens. The wise bridesmaids are the ones who keep their flasks full of oil to light their lamps so that they can greet the bridegroom whenever he comes. As Jesus warns, you know neither the day nor the hour. As the foolish bridesmaids learn, filling your flask is not something you can do at the last minute or depend on someone else to do for you. And in discerning what God was calling me to do about Colorado, I realized how hard St. Mary's has worked to fill her flasks. Almost 2 years ago, we began a process of discerning together where God was calling St. Mary's. There were innumerable things that made that process successful, but here are a few. First, we began each gathering with a prayer, specifically Bob Hetherington's prayer for the future of St. Mary's Church. We focused on specific areas of our common life, fellowship, mission and outreach, spiritual formation and education, stewardship and worship. And we assessed where we were in each area, what made it distinctively St. Mary's, and where we hoped to be in the future. We invited everyone who wanted to be involved in the process to be involved. And in addition to listening for where God was calling St. Mary's, we listened to one another. We also challenged each other to be more intentional about and involved in our common life at St. Mary's. We've long been blessed by the fellowship of parish breakfasts and suppers and seniors' lunches, and we've become more intentional about welcoming new and old members alike to those beloved gatherings. Our Sunday ushers and greeters, wedding coordinators, and funeral ushers strive to ensure that our hospitality extends to all who come to us, whatever the occasion. Our pastoral care teams focus on how we care for one another by remembering births and birthdays, baptisms, weddings, and funerals, by visiting fellow parishioners, often delivering prayer shawls knit by fellow parishioners, as well as Sunday bulletins, annunciations, and other parish communications, and generally by being more mindful of each other. We recognize that our children and youth are the future of the church, and we encourage participation by people of all ages in Sunday worship services. Our robust children's ministries have extended to our youth as well. We have thriving middle school and high school youth groups, and our middle school and high school mission trips to West Virginia and South Dakota inspired us all. Adult participation as Sunday school teachers on our children and youth ministries committees, as mission trip chaperones, and elsewhere is powerful witness to our children and youth of the value that we place on nurturing their faith as well as ours in this unpredictable world. Our forum this Wednesday night, in light of the recent events at Short Pump Middle School, emphasizes to our children and youth the importance of engaging the issues of our time within the context of our faith. We've also realized that the vitality of our faith depends not only on worship, but on learning about, practicing, and questioning our faith. From Frank Aiken's lectionary Bible study to Bob Hetherington's men's spiritual practice group and our adult forums, we are engaging the context for our worship services and a deeper understanding of how we are charged to take what we receive out into the world. Book studies, Andrew's Faith and Film series, and our engagement of art and music enrich and inspire our understanding of the many places and ways that God is made manifest in our world. And St. Mary's long history as a mission church underscores the importance of reaching out into the community, as we have long done with such outreach partners as Goochland Free Clinic and Family Services. Most recently, our outreach has extended to such places as Crossover Ministries, Peter Paul Development Center, and St. Andrew's School. Several parishioners now participate regularly in the Bible study and food distribution at St. Peter's, our fellow Episcopal church in the East End of Richmond. And in addition to last summer's mission trips to South Dakota and West Virginia for our youth, 5 St. Mary's adults just returned Wednesday from a mission trip to Ecuador, and there is active interest in following up on Buck's and my recent visits to fellow Anglican Communion members in Africa. All of this and more are just the tip of the iceberg. Individually and corporately, St. Mary's flasks are not only full, but are constantly being replenished. In a speech at last January's annual meeting, Senior Warden Al Ryder referred to those flasks as a fountain, far bigger than a flask. Al said then, "It is our sense of humility, love of place, simplicity, tradition, community, and willingness to embrace change that has guided us. Our culture formed over 1.5 centuries is our fountain and is filled with the Spirit. This fountain, the St. Mary's culture, the St. Mary's spirit, is why we are here today. Over time, there are changing faces in the pews and at the altar, but we remain the same place, and it is a good place." It is a good place. Your flasks are full. You may not know what to expect, but you are prepared to greet whatever comes. God is with you, and it will be wonderful. Amen.